a year ago, well, technically not a year ago today. It was December 6th, right, Wilner?
I think so. Right. It was a leap year, so probably 2 days back. But it was the Thursday of the winter meetings.
Thursday of the winter meetings, the Toronto Blue Jays selected Joe Biagini in the Rule 5 draft.
And none of us had any idea who he was.
We did not know who Joe Biagini was. We started learning who Joe Biagini was in spring training, and then it seemed like he was pitching in every game for much of the season. It's safe to say that Joe Biagini saved a lot of last year for the Toronto Blue Jays, an important part of the bullpen. We're very pleased to be joined this morning by Joe Biagini. Joe, thanks so much for doing this. Rule 5 draft day last year, how did you find out that the Jays had taken you? Did you get a call from somebody in the organization? Did your agent call you? Did you find out online? How did you find out?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me. It's arguable whether anybody has any idea of who I am. I'm still trying to figure that out. But, I think I was sleeping, kind of, and...
Well, you're in California.
Because it was
6
pretty
o'clock
early
in
the morning.
Yeah, it's early in California. That's right.
As you know, us baseball players, we're kind of nocturnal more so. But I think I heard from my dad because he, it was kind of funny. He was, I think he was, he tuned into the radio broadcast of the draft, of the Rule 5 draft, and it was about like halfway through, and I think he told me that he was putting his headphones on and like just starting to listen to it right kind of in the middle of the draft, and the first thing he heard was selected by the Toronto Blue Jays from the San Francisco Giants right-handed pitcher, and then one of the other guys was like, can you spell that name again? And then the guy went B-I-A-G-I, and he was like, oh, what? And then they said, and then they talked about it for a minute and then went on to the next pick. And so that's how he found out. And then I found out shortly after that. And then about 30 seconds later, I got a call from Bobby Evans, the Giants GM. And mm-hmm. then I got a call from, somebody with the Blue Jays, and it was all downhill from there. So it was a pretty strange feeling. Similar nervousness that I felt just now after hearing that music. I felt like I had to go pitch or something. It was kind of strange waking up to that. So
you're a few months away from that. Did you even know what the Rule 5 draft was?
I still don't know what it is.
Yeah, neither do I.
I know that I'm a fan of it, big supporter of the Rule 5 draft. Good luck to all the guys this year that get selected. But I tried to know. I tried to research as much as I could. I remember talking to my agent, and there were a bunch of different things. It's kind of funny, actually. We were kind of researching what exactly all the rules were, because we knew that it was a possibility, but we didn't know all the intricacies mm-hmm. of all the rules. And there were a couple questions that we had about it, like, well, what about this? And we didn't really know for sure. Do you have to pass through waivers or not? Do you have to go, this and that afterwards? I don't know, all this stuff. And then mm-hmm. I asked my agent. He was pretty knowledgeable, but he had a couple questions, and he had to call the Players Association or whatever to find out. And they were like, we'll get back to you on that, And we're like, does this happen every year? Like, how do we, and then the funny thing was is that we looked up a bunch of different places and all sounded official and stuff, and there was some interesting details, and the most accurate thing that actually ended up happening was we found on Wikipedia. So, go figure.
That's wonderful source a lot of the time. We're with Joe Biagini. And You know, you obviously know a lot more about it now, and you joined a long list of great Rule 5 picks by the Blue Jays. It goes back to George Bell and Kelly Gruber and Manny Lee and Aquilino Lopez and Zach Zinicol and Corey Thurman. But you had a wonderful impact on the Blue Jays this year, and, you know, to the point where they're talking about now, as they should, we're comfortable with the back end of our bullpen because we have Biagini, Jason Grilli, and Roberto Osuna. A year into your big league career, how does it feel to be talked about as, you know, that much of a known commodity and that much of a serious cog in the wheel for a team that expects to contend?
Well, I don't like people talking behind my back, so that's, kind of painful for me. But, I obviously think that this is something that, again, like you said, a year ago from now, to this point last year, a year from now, it's like, it was, I don't know, it's just kind of, just last year, hearing about this, it changed my whole mindset. You know, it was kind of like, oh, wow, okay, well, the opportunity is right now. And, you know, let's see if I can just go in there and maybe, turn a couple heads in spring training and do well. And even if I go back to the Giants, you know, I'll be fine. And you know, maybe it'll help with, you know, something down the road or, you know. And so to then, you know, try to put, you know, my best stuff together to go in and make as big an impact as I could for myself in spring training, and then turn that into, once the season started, actually helping the team when, you know, this team that I knew was a playoff contender and was, you know, had a lot going for it. It kind of alters your perspective. You know, you're just kind of along for the ride and you're doing your best. You're trying to prepare yourself as much as possible to be successful individually and, more importantly, with the team. And that mindset is just something that I'd always dreamed about kind of putting into play and kind of having in my baseball career. But how it happened so quickly was interesting because I found myself, you know, immediately before that thinking, okay, just, you know, try to make an impact, you know, this will be good for my career or whatever. Like, and then, you know, a couple of days later after making the team, it was like, try to make an impact because you got to help this team win, you know, and it changed, you know, kind of quickly there. And that feeling I had hoped for, but never really knew what it was going to be like to actually, you know, be in that situation. And now going into this year, it's a little bit different where I have a little bit more of a like expectation of what it's all going to be like. And, you know, and I think that that'll help with 1 year of experience, just going in and being a little more calm and being ready to prepare for, you know, whatever role I have. That's something that I'm sure cannot hurt, you know, to go in with a little bit more confidence, a little bit more control and expectation of what's going to happen. So, you know, it's different still being in the big leagues after only a season. It's still new. It's still hard to believe. It's still an incredible God blessing, but to have a little bit of experience and have that last year and don't forget that actually happened is something I can take with me.
Are you going to pitch for Italy in the World Baseball Classic?
Well, I'm going to. I have a call with the Italian president right after this, and
the Italian president resigned.
Actually,
or the Italian baseball president.
I think it was because he was talking about spending his time talking to me. I think that might have been the problem. I don't know. I have you know, lots of thoughts about that. It was certainly exciting to an opportunity to do that. And again, it's another one of those things where it's like, wow, I'm really talking about actually being able to do something like this. But for me personally, thinking about it, I think that I really, you know, want to err on the side of just making sure that I do what, you know, what would be best for the team. And usually what's best for me is what's best for the team,
right.
You know, almost always, if not always. And so, you know, if I feel like I need to be there, you know, the whole time in spring training, if I have a role that is, needs to be defined or needs to, you know, make sure that I'm present to, you know, prepare myself best and establish that, I think that it would, you know, be a good idea to make sure that I, you know, put my current team that I'm on first. But it would definitely be an honor to play on, you know, either American team or the Italian team. Obviously, the American team has lots of options. But that would be something that, you know, if I discussed it with the team, and they're obviously very, you know, respectful to what we want to do, and, you know, and I'm sure would, you know, just provide the opportunity if I felt like I wanted to take it. But, yeah, I mean, as of right now, I'm supposed to talk to with the coaches coming up soon, and we've got that. So I'm not sure yet, but it would certainly be a cool opportunity.
Joe, listen, we appreciate you joining us. Enjoy the rest of the off season, and thanks again, and have a great holiday season.
I will. Now that you said that, I will really make a point to enjoy it. Appreciate you guys having me. Have a good rest of the show.